Denver, Colorado. A day later. I meet Todd Wainio at Denver's Victory Park, the perfect setting to continue his tale. The weather is excellent for the neighborhood picnic that we're attending. The fact that not one sighting has been recorded this spring gives everyone even more chance for celebration. Todd Wainio stands in the outfield, waiting for a high fly ball that he claims will never come. Perhaps he's right, as no one seems to mind me standing next to him.
They called it the Road to New York, and it was a long, long road. We had three main army groups, North, Center, and South. The grand strategy was to advance as one across the Great Plains, across the Midwest, then break off at the Appalachians. The wings sweeping north and south, shoot for Maine and Florida, then grind across the coast and link up with the AG Center as they slogged it over the mountains. It was slow. 3 years.
Why so slow?
Dude, take your pick. Food, transport, terrain, weather, enemies, battle doctrine. Doctrine was to advance as two solid lines, one behind the other, stretching from Canada to Aztlan. No, Mexico. It wasn't Aztlan yet. You know how when a plane goes down, how all these firemen or whoever would check a field for pieces of wreckage? They'd all go in a line, real slow, making sure not one inch of ground was missed. That was us. We didn't skip one damn inch between the Rockies and the Atlantic. Whenever you spotted Zach, either in a group or just on his own, a FAR unit would halt.
FAR?
Force Appropriate Response. You couldn't stop like the whole army group for one or two zombies. A lot of the older G's, the ones infected early in the war, they were starting to get all grody, all deflated, parts of their skulls starting to show, some bone poking through the flesh. Some of them couldn't even stand anymore, and those are the ones you really had to watch for. They'd be crawling on their bellies towards you or just thrashing face down in the mud. You'd halt a section, a platoon, maybe even a company, depending on how many you encountered, just enough to take them down and sanitize the battlefield. The whole your FAR unit left in the battle line was replaced by an equal force from the secondary line a click and a half behind you. That way the front was never broken. We leapfrogged this way all across the country. It worked, no doubt, but man, it took its time. Night also put the brakes on. Once the sun dipped, no matter how confident you felt or how safe the area seemed, the show was over till dawn the next morning. The strategy was always to surround the target area. We'd set up semi-permanent defenses, recon with everything from satellites to sniffer K's, do whatever we could to call Zach out, and go in only after we were sure no more of them were coming. Smart and safe and relatively easy. Yeah, right. As far as surrounding the area, someone want to tell me where that area actually begins? Cities weren't cities anymore, you know? They just grew out of this suburban sprawl. Mrs. Ruiz, one of my medics, called it infill. She was in real estate before the war and explained that the hottest properties were always the land between two existing cities. Freaking infill. We all learned to hate that term. For us, it meant clearing block after block of burb land before we could even think of establishing a quarantine perimeter. Fast food joints, shopping centers, endless miles of cheap cookie-cutter housing. Even in winter, it's not like everything was safe and snuggly. I was in Army Group North. At first, I thought we were golden, you know? 6 months out of the year, I wouldn't even have to see a live G. 8 months, actually, given what wartime weather was like. I thought, hey, once the temp drops, we're little more than garbage men. Find them, lobo them, mark them for burial once the ground begins to thaw, no problem. But I should be loboed for thinking that Zach was the only bad guy out there. We had Quislings, just like the real thing, but winterized. We had these human reclamation units, pretty much just glorified animal control. They'd do their best to dart any Quislings we came across, tie them down, ship them to rehabilitation clinics. Back when we thought we could rehabilitate them.